Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton's top local story now. Local police could be targeted by terrorists. The feds are said to be alerting police departments across the nation.
Federal counterterrorism officials apparently putting out this nationwide alert to law enforcement agencies that first responders nationwide could increasingly become the target of ambush-style attacks.
There's some information that suggests that those attacks might ramp up the susceptibility of our first responders being targeted here at home.
That's Dr. Errol Southers. He's professor of National and Homeland Security over at USC.
Well, this information is coming from the National Counterterrorism Center. It's entitled Persistent Threat of Terrorist Ambush Attacks on First Responders.
CNN is reporting on the intel. They say the warning was sent out to agencies this week, checked in with LAPD, LA Sheriff's Department, both telling KNX they're looking into the apparent new threat information, but could not immediately confirm it or comment on it, at least not publicly. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
After receiving numerous complaints about signs that some find offensive on a condo balcony facing the street, the city of Calabasas has given the owner notice now that the materials need to be taken down.
The postings with swastikas and inflammatory language have been deeply unsettling to the people who live at Park Sorrento Condominiums, Calabasas Mayor Alicia Weintraub.
I think they're appreciative that the city has stepped up and we're committed to working to maintain a safe community.
A notice of violation of the city's municipal code declaring the signs a public nuisance was posted to the front door, giving the owner until 4 p.m. today to remove it all.
And he needs to refrain from posting any additional signs or posters in the near future.
If he fails to comply, he could face further code enforcement actions not limited to citations, warrants, and legal action. The mayor says the goal is to get the hateful material taken down as quickly as possible. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Another winter storm moving into Southern California.
A fast-moving front, not particularly strong, knocking on our doorstep here, coming in from the northwest. It looks like some half-inch rainfall totals possible this afternoon, late, and into tonight. There are some winter weather advisories up for the LA and Ventura County mountains. Snow levels at around 4,500 feet to around 5,000 feet today, and looking at some 4-inch plus elevations. Rainfall totals ranging from about a half an inch downtown to about 3/4 inch at the coast, and the mountains getting over an inch of precip here with the snowfall for tonight. I'm Scott Laurie Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And there are concerns that this storm system could possibly close the Grapevine.
Caltrans spokesman Mike Como says they are getting the I-5 over the Grapevine ready for this winter blast.
Caltrans is going to be applying brine, a salt solution on I-5 and about the 3,500 foot level. And the point is to try to prevent ice from forming.
The CHP will make the call if they need to shut it down.
Please, if you do find it necessary to travel in these wintry conditions, especially in the mountains, carry warm clothing, bring some water and snacks. Have your cell phone charged. Bring necessary medications. Prepare for the unexpected.
He says if the Grapevine is closed, so is Highway 33 in Ventura and possibly the 138. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And a reminder to check in with us throughout the course of the day for the latest on this storm system heading our way. We'll have traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the fives. 5-year-old girl is still in intensive care at a local hospital after being shot inside a home in central Los Angeles. KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio joins us now with a live report.
The girl was among several children and family members at the home at 41st Place at Woodlawn Avenue when the shooting happened at about 5:30 last night. Investigators with the LAPD's Juvenile Division Abused Child Unit are moving forward with questioning all who were present in the home.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.